Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Tomorrow, on December 3rd, is a Gillette City Council meeting. I know these usually come out the week before, but since city offices were closed on Thursday and Friday, and I was out of town visiting my in-laws for Thanksgiving starting on Wednesday anyway, there was no time to do it. We talked about skipping this one, but we're not going to do that, because we're doing it now. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. The City of Gillette, obviously, is not a retail business. We don't have Black Friday or Cyber Monday deals. But you know what we do have? Buy one, get one free puzzles. You can get one of the City of Gillette puzzles designed by puzzle artist Eric Dowdle, featuring many of the unique sites in the City of Gillette, for $26.25. And when you do, you get a second one free. So you can buy one for yourself and get one to give as a gift, or give them both as gifts. Or keep them both for yourself. We won't judge you. The puzzles are available at the City Clerk's office, and this deal only lasts until December 31st, so get yours today. Thanksgiving marks the traditional beginning of the holiday season. Lots of people take the long Thanksgiving weekend and use it to decorate their home for Christmas. If you or any of your neighbors really went all out this last weekend putting up holiday lighting, they can and should be nominated for the Holiday Lighting Contest. You've got a week. Entries must be submitted by 5 o'clock p.m. on Monday, December 9th. And you can find more information and the online entry form by following the link in the description. The second survey for the Dalby Park Improvement Study is available online now. This second survey features questions following from the answers to the first survey and community open house, getting down to more specifics. So if you filled out the first survey, this is a great way to expand on your opinions on the park. And if you didn't, you can still participate by filling out the new survey. You can find the Dalby Park Improvement Study survey number 2 by visiting gillettewy.gov or checking the link in the description. And here's what's on the December 3rd City Council agenda. Some unfinished business on the agenda this time, when they have the second reading of the new zoning ordinance and the untabling of the liquor license for Espresso Lube. Council will consider acceptance of the Council of Community Services Office Remodel and Telecommunications Project. This is the final acceptance of the Finish Project, which the city just administered for the Council of Community Services and was funded by the Council of Community Services and grants. Is there a shorter way to say Council of Community Services? It's kind of a mouthful. Would people know what I meant if I just said COCS? COCS? You know when I should have thought about that is when we first had these projects, instead of now that they are finishing up. Council will be amending a couple of agreements at this meeting when they vote on a contract amendment for construction management for the NZ Practice Field Improvement Project. And then they'll vote to approve the amended professional services agreement for the City Hall interior renovation / chiller plant projects. I understand that the amendment for the City Hall interior / chiller plant project is to separate them, since there's some parts of the chiller plant that won't be available until 2026. There are a couple of optional 1% supported projects, with Council considering a professional services agreement for the Sutherland Subdivision Mill and Overlay Project, and a bid award for the Allen Avenue Reconstruct and Drainage Project. There's a quote award for the abatement of 712 Beach Street. Abatement is what happens when a property isn't up to code and the city has to step in and fix it. I was wondering what was wrong there, so I went and looked it up on Google Maps. You can actually see the problem in satellite view, and it becomes more obvious what it is when you look at it in street view. A big section of the roof, about half of it really, has totally collapsed. And since I can see it on Google Maps, it must have been that way for a while. So all the weather and everything has been inside, so I imagine the house is a total write-off. Council will also consider a pre-construction services agreement for construction manager at risk for the wastewater treatment plant Phase 2 project. If you didn't know, a construction manager at risk is a person contracted by the city to manage all the different construction contracts that go into some of the bigger projects, and is responsible for making sure that they come in on budget. So the construction manager is only at risk financially, not in a safety or danger sense. Then there will be public hearings and considerations for the amendments to Chapter 10, Licenses, and Chapter 11, Motor Vehicles and Traffic, of the City Code. That's a brief look at the December 3rd meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV, cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.